and the time is 5 o'clock.
Your friends on the radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. I'll take a quick look at the Uniter. The Uniter. This is the last issue of the season, don't you know? As well, take a look at a reader's book of days. Got a weird book titled Weird for you as well. And what's on at the library in our march around the supper table. After five, take a quick look at the weather for you, and I spy with my little eye. 9 degrees, you believe it or not. Partly cloudy at 9, so tonight a few clouds. The low expected to be -2. Then for Friday, mainly sunny skies, they're windy. And the expected high tomorrow, 11 degrees. As promised, I'm looking at the Winnipeg Public Library website. You should, too. I'm going to tell you about something now. There's good and there's bad. It's the Sewing Saturdays. This is at the Millennium Library, and it happens this Saturday, April the 6th. If you're looking to pick up a new skill, however, it's a waiting list that's open. You see what I'm saying? You've got to get into their website and check out the happenings, the events, the occurrences to get ahead of it. But I'll tell you, get on the waiting list if you want to develop a new skill. Got a garment you need to mend? I do. Join us in the Idea Mill, first Saturday of the month. So why not go into May then and see if you can get in there? However, back to the movies. Yes, they're still doing this at the Downtown Library, the Millennium Library, The Devil Wears Prada. So this will be this Sunday, 2 to 4, the Millennium Library, the Carol Shields Auditorium. Small town new graduate, yes. Lands a job as an assistant to Miranda Priestly, the impossibly demanding editor-in-chief of a high fashion magazine. Basically, yes. That's open. You can simply walk right in, sit right down. And I did see something I thought we could tell you about. You could actually... The receipts left. That was it. And it was Out My Way. And that's on April the 8th, Monday. It's toddler time at the Harvey Smith Library. It's in the Cindy Clausen program room. There are 12 seats left there. Help toddlers learn about letters, numbers, colors, shapes, more by sharing books. I'll repeat that. Sharing books, songs, and rhymes for children 19 to 36 months with a caregiver. You don't walk away. You got to be there 20 to 30 minutes. All in the Winnipeg Public Library's website under their happenings. And you can look up their listings of what's on when. Say the Uniter, as I said. Last issue, Thomas Pascoe, the editor, says that's the end of the season. However, there will be one more Uniter hoo-ha. Anyways, I'm looking at the Uniter, and I see the symphony. Blockbuster scores, Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra performing a selection of Hollywood's finest soundtracks, hosted by our man, CBC Entertainment reporter Eli Glasner. So the symphony will perform scores ranging from The Godfather to E.T. Tickets to the April 6th and 7th performances. So that's this Saturday and Sunday. Oh, the humanity. Fourth-year honor students, University of Winnipeg Theatre and Film Program, presenting Oh, the Humanity and Other Good Intentions, play by Will Eno, six-person, nine-character play. Tickets are free, I like it. So, admission to the play runs from April 2nd to the 6th. Today is April the 4th. I went online and got my tickets lined up. It's tonight at 7:30. There might still be some tickets left, but it runs till the 6th anyway, so get on it. I looked up the University of Winnipeg's theater, and you can find it that way. And finally, I see the Metro Opera doing Carmen, April 13th, 17th, and 19th. As well, the Uniter, that half page, we pick up the Uniter here or possibly at into the music. I see it sometimes in the Winnipeg Public Library system as well. Half page, which shows our entire schedule here for CKUW-FM 95.9 on your FM dial. Slightly shaded to show you the variety of programs from local spoken word to alternating weeks. Temporary programming like In Room for You, as in your show here. Pick up the United. And as I said, one more thing coming from the United, because they've devoted a full page to say, back for 2024, the United Summer Festival Guide, and I've used this, will be available around the city, on campus, and online. That's the United Summer Festival Guide in late May. Watch for that. It will be to your advantage. Also to your advantage, the Winnipeg Free Press this past Tuesday, I see Osora Dock celebrating 8 decades, their 80th anniversary. Osora Dock, one of North America's largest Ukrainian heritage resource centers, museum, art gallery, archives, cultural programming, and boutique. This is just the first of several events leading to the museum's 80th anniversary gala in November. So I went to their website, all kinds of details there, including film, including dolls. And before you even go to that, the Free Press Community News for yesterday, article on Osora Dock as well. Tell you more about that after this.
I got my little red wagon, I'm going down the lane to Steve and Mary's. I gotta visit them again. Steve worked at the Packers, and when his boss wasn't looking, he'd sneak us out a gallon of pig's blood. I pulled it home on my wagon, being careful how I stopped. I wouldn't dare tip it over, I couldn't spill a precious drop. When I got home to the kitchen, I found my mama cooking buckwheat, making keshka out of that pig's blood. Keshka, Ukrainian treat. Keshka, masquerading as meat. Keshka, pig's blood and buckwheat, make keshka. Stirred up the pot of that boiling buckwheat, and then she tied off the casings with little bows so neat. And when the buckwheat was tender, she added garlic and spice, and then the secret ingredient, a gallon of pig's blood. And Dad made a funnel from an old plastic spool, just stretching out those pig's guts, well, that would make him drool. And then they filled up the casings, and in the oven they'd go. They cooked up nice and black on account of that pig's blood. Keshka, Ukrainian treat. Keshka, masquerading as meat. Keshka, pig's blood and buckwheat, make keshka. Call it black pudding, a real delicacy. And some call it blood sausage, but that don't sound right to me. We all called it keshka, it was our favorite treat. A gut full of buckwheat and a gallon of pig's blood. Keshka, Ukrainian treat. Keshka, Eshka, Ukrainian treat. Keshka, masquerading as meat. Keshka, baked blood and buckwheat. Make Keshka.
I know what you're going to say. Can you get a recipe at Osorodok? There might be someone there. There might be someone. Thank you, Kubasonics, from their CD, Giants of the Prairie. So, Osorodok, the Ukrainian Cultural and Education Center, 184 Alexander Avenue, right next to the Manitoba Museum there, came to be during the Second World War as a place of support for the wave of Ukrainian refugees who arrived in Winnipeg during that time. Never mind this time, yes. Served as a cultural home, refuge for newcomers, their families, Winnipeggers of Ukrainian descent. So they still function as always has. Patience, hard work, small staff of just 7 people. Depend on volunteers and grant and donor-supported funding for its classes, exhibits, and events. So currently they offer free English classes to all Ukrainian newcomers with valid Canadian visas. Classes are offered throughout the year in 10-week sessions. And to celebrate the spring, Osorodok hosting a family pesanka, wooden Ukrainian Easter eggs workshop, April the 20th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for people of all ages, levels of experience, $30 for members, $35 to non-members. Details, information, the other events and displays I was telling you about. Osorodok. OSEREDOK.CA. Winnipeg Free Press from last Saturday, reviewed by Jen Zarati. Nothing to Fear is the headline. Who's Afraid of Gender? A book by Judith Butler. Engages with anti-gender beliefs and viewpoints held in as well as by religious leaders, politicians, and public figures. Timely, important book, Jen says, risks preaching to the choir, as it were. Saturday's Free Press book pages. You can have a look for that. What was that title again? It was Who's Afraid of Gender? And I wanted to mention a column of info. It's often a chance for a contest, etc. It's the Paper Chase column I'm thinking of. Edmonton author Myrna Kostash won the $25,000 Kobzar Book Award for her memoir, Ghosts in a Photograph, a chronicle. Book explores the story of her grandparents' immigration to Canada from Galicia, now known as Ukraine. ARP Books, holding a First Friday's talk at its office, 205 70 Arthur Street. This is tomorrow, 7 till 8. Bring your boxing gloves. Featuring a pair of the publisher's authors discussing inner-city Winnipeg. Admission is free. All ARP book titles will be on sale for 20% off. That's tomorrow, 7 till 8 at 70 Arthur Street. And winners of the Manitoba Writers Guild 2nd Anniversary Dave Williamson Short Story Competition, affectionately known as the Dave, have been announced. So Calgary's Lisa Pollock took the $1,000 first place prize. From Grand Pointe, Manitoba, Lindsay Taylor won the $600 second prize. $400 third place prize went to Winnipeg's Yvonne Kyle for the story A Good Day for Clothes. So you might want to think about this now for your next year's calendar then. The Dave Williamson Short Story Competition. Did I mention the first prize, $1,000? Right. Leave it at that. Winnipeg Free Press book pages. Look them up from last Saturday. Now, the last British serving dam busters has died. Just getting close to 101. So I thought we're going to have a march today. Let's make it the Dam Busters March. Ghostbusters March. The band of the RAF Regiment, which sounds an odd turn of phrase. Eric Coates, yes, it's from the movie, but no, he didn't write it for the movie. Apparently they came to him and said, we need a march, and he knocked something off just a day or two before and said, here you go. Well, the Dambusters, i.e. the Skipping Bomb, Germany, World War II, yes, and quite a few of those who served with the Dambusters were Canadian as well, which makes me turn to the Free Press. Obituaries for Clarence Roland Koss, who died October 29, 2023, listed in the Canadian Army, served his country for 3 years, telecommunications mechanic, as well as an obituary here for Kathleen K. F. Reed, Nee Hovey. Graduated to Fredericton, New Brunswick. She and Fred were married for 63 years, led to 40 years of military life and travel. Chatham, New Brunswick. Ottawa, Ontario. St. John, New Brunswick. Shiloh, Manitoba. Highlight, 4 years spent in Europe, stationed in Lahr, West Germany, with NATO. And last obituary for today from the Winnipeg Free Press for Vincent John Lopata, October 21st, 2023. Much as Vince loved his work, embraced cadets and veterans while attending service. A boy, he joined 526th Winnipeg Grenadier Cadet Corps. Starting as a cadet, he rose to instructor, then captain, then commanding officer. To him, the cadets were another family, often told stories of young boys and girls joining cadets and how through the cadet program they grew into talented young adults. His pride was in seeing them mature, delighted when they returned sometime years later to say hello, and more often than not, thank you. As a Grenadier, he appreciated more than most the commitment and bravery of the Winnipeg Grenadiers and their sacrifices, came to know many of the vets, and became active in the Hong Kong Veterans Commemorative Association. We thank you all for your service. At 519, and I promised, I found this in a charity shop, and it caught my eye because it's big and it's orange, and it says, the weirdest people in the world, so it called to me. How the West became psychologically peculiar and particularly prosperous. So then I realized, well, what is weird? I mean, perhaps you are weird. W-E-I-R-D, all capital letters. Here it is. Raised in a society, were you, that is Western, educated, industrialized, rich, and democratic. Unlike much of the world today, it says, most people who've ever lived, weird people, are highly individualistic, yeah, self-obsessed, what? Control-oriented, nonconformist, analytical, and trusting of strangers. If you want to know more, it is a big book. And there are 3 copies in the Winnipeg Public Library system. Weird. I got weird right here. CD, Incredibly Strange Music, Volume 1. And what were we listening to, Ron? I don't want to send you away without telling you what that was, and that was Dean Elliott with his version of Lonesome Road. It is 5:21. I'm looking at the Reader's Book of Days. We're into April, aren't we? Each month has its own page. April is, by proclamation and curriculum now, the Poets' Month. It is National Poetry Month. April, April, third word in one of the first great poems in the English language, Canterbury Tales. First word in what does its best to feel like the last great English poem, The Wasteland. April, spongy, proud-pied, and well-appareled. April, also along with its springtime neighbor, May, the most memorable month in Shakespeare, given a poetic subject to Dickinson, Larkin, Plath, Gluck, and countless others. looking at Winnipeg Free Press. You know, the Passages, it comes out every Saturday. It's the big page just ahead of all the obituaries. Now, we talked about Maureen Murphy before, but if you're looking back and you want to go online into the archives there for Saturday, March 30th, full page on the veteran broadcaster and singer. I guess her most enjoyable days were at CGOB, although she also worked with the master of the morning, Don Percy, in the 1990s. But this article goes into some detail about the sisters and their singing and when they were together, the success that they had, ever so briefly big time, as Sugar and Spice. CD set. The Murphy Sisters with Sugar and Spice. Say, a light going off if somebody wants to get into the studio for the next show, don't you know? Right, coming right up.
I'm Colt Toombs, son of Rowdy Roddy Piper, co-author of the book Rowdy, the Roddy Piper Story. And you're listening to CKUWFM at 95.9.
Thank you very much. So, up next, Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, and then Tony the Brave, Mr. Dave. I'll be back Saturday morning with Carol McKibben. Saturday morning show, 6 to 8. Look for you then. Leave you with, from the latest Curtis Noah sound, a drummer, with By the Time I Get to Phoenix.